suppose this is typically the traditional way that we present our lectures to our students and to the forum. This, and I thought I'd start off this way, just to not phase out typically what is still the standard and what is something we're not going to be doing away with is a typical PowerPoint presentation. And so what I'm going to be doing is giving you a sense as to how we in the BCB department have included new technologies, new teaching methodologies into our teaching to try and enhance the teaching environment of our students, how students are perceiving the content. So we can't change the content because the content is set for the next few years, but we certainly can change the way we bring that content across to our students. And so there's my presentation. And so what I'm going to do is to use the concept map as a way to actually present this talk to you. So I'm going to link straight to the concept map format and then show you, and so speak not just about how we've utilized the concept of the concept map, but also speak through the concept map formula, so to say. Tell you why it's important, how we've utilized it, what is so unique about it. In fact, many of you probably have encountered it before, but present this talk in a concept map style of format. And so you will hear me speak about what we've done and at the same time how the concept map benefits the student. So there's this dual interactivity with this presentation. So this here is really what we're going to be doing. The new teaching and learning initiatives that were started in our department. BCB stands for Biodiversity and Conservation Biology. We are one of a few biology-related departments in the science faculty at UWC. And initially, what you see in the concept map, it is a kind of mind map, for lack of a better term, that makes relationship between the connections you see. So you have these bubbles of terminologies that largely encompass the main themes, and then you see these relationships between them. And so the new teaching and learning initiatives in our department was prompted by a retreat that I attended in 2007. Anthea was one of the other participants. And this retreat really was the starting point for our department in using one of these new teaching methodologies. And then was also preceded by a series of other teaching and learning initiatives in the department. And so if I use my concept, I can elaborate on what was done in this particular workshop. Originally, the retreat itself, and you can see that there are these little connections, so not only are you seeing the little bubbles, you're seeing the relationship between them. They read very much like sentences. They're not sentences per se, but they read like sentences, and so students can see the connections between. So the 2010 Teaching and Learning Retreat was guided by the Charter of UWC Graduate Attributes, and also by the IOP goals and the change initiatives that UWC is engaging upon. And so you can make not just the connections between the bubbles, but you can also add your content, whether it is images, video, PowerPoint. All of these can be included into your concept map. And this was quite a mind-blowing concept for me when I saw this, that really teaching and learning are mirror images of each other. And we should be seeing it in that sense. We should be teaching and at the same time making the teaching environment so informative that students engage naturally and then, of course, learn through the process. So the content is not so much our focus. Certainly they have to learn the content, but we encourage the learning of the content by the way we engage the student into the lecture environment. And so I close up my image. I'm back at my course content again. I run through it. The graduate attributes, there is a simple Word document that you can upload. So you can certainly upload anything, video, as I said before, your Word documents, your PowerPoint presentation, images. You can run all of these concurrently in the presentation without losing sight of what you've covered before. So just to give you a sense, the UWC graduate attributes, ideally identified as trying to produce a graduate that ultimately is able to be placeable in the workforce. I'm not going to go into the details, just to give you a sense of what are some of the concepts that were guided or that guided the original workshop, and just to give you a sense of what is important in terms of the IOP goals and change initiatives at the university. We see that teaching and learning is one of the core 8 goals that the university is investing very heavily into in trying to change the environment at the university. There are the student experiences, something that you are addressing this morning. We, per se, are not looking at the student experiences as such, but rather the teaching and learning environment. So engaging the student in a manner that makes the content more accessible,